We need to do some methodological development for example, the significance of those differences in predicted survival. We need to compare the absolute incidence and absolute predicted mortality, and for that, we're going to have to adjust for different risk status, probably using the Tyrer-Cusick model. I don't know why they don't call it the Tyrer-Duffy-Cusick model, because my name was on the paper. Anyway.
Sorry, Steve.
And of course, as I say, take into account ductal carcinoma in situ and likely future deaths as a result of that, progression to invasive and subsequent death. We're hoping...